In the headlines, an Indian-born US national visiting for the cricket drowns at a South Coast beach. Meantime, also an Indian-born member of the international cricket broadcast crew is found dead in a swimming pool at a Barbados West Coast hotel. And a suspect is taken into custody in connection with a stabbing death in Blackrock in the early hours of this morning. This is the evening edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. I am Ronald Clark. Good evening. An Indian-born American cricket fan who was in Barbados for the ICC T20 World Cup men's cricket has drowned at a South Coast beach. Starcom Network News understands this morning the US national was in the company of friends when he went into the sea off the Bougainvillea Hotel at Maxwell Coast Road, Christchurch. He went swimming approximately 8:45 a.m., got into difficulty and was pulled ashore. Ambulance personnel responded and found the man unresponsive. He was pronounced dead at the scene by a medical doctor. Meantime, investigations are underway to determine how a member of the ICC T20 Cricket International Television Broadcast crew ended up dead at the bottom of a hotel pool on the west coast of Barbados. The deceased is 27-year-old Mohammed Ansari, an Indian national who worked for Disney Star, a media company based in Florida that is broadcasting the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, which is now into its Super 8 stage with the finals to be hosted in Barbados. Statement from the police service says approximately 6:48 p.m. yesterday, officers were summoned to the Palm Resort at Sunset Crest, St. James, where an employee discovered the body of a man motionless at the bottom of a swimming pool located on site. The deceased was a guest staying at the hotel, and when the body was discovered, he was dressed in a black short pants and bareback. Officers from the police marine unit recovered the body from the swimming pool, and the man was pronounced dead by a medical doctor who visited the scene. Meantime, funeral director for Barbados Muslim Funeral Trust, Ibrahim Bana, expressed his sadness over the event, noting that the deceased was recently married and says they are now trying to organize funeral arrangements.
It's sad, and my condolences go to the family. Young fella, his name Mohammed Ansari, just left us, was informed from India that he just got married lately, month ago, and they were surprised to hear this. Now we are communicating with the family right now to see what their request is to either take the body back to India, or if we give them the option of burying him here in Barbados. As a Muslim community, we always support any Muslim who may die.
Funeral director for Barbados Muslim Funeral Trust, Maulana Ibrahim Bana. A suspect is in custody in relation to the fatal stabbing which resulted from a fight at a late night karaoke at Blackrock, St. Michael. Police say they received a call about the incident around 1:15 a.m. and responded to a residence and bar at Seclusion Gardens, where a man was reported to have died after being stabbed several times. The man was found seated in a makeshift chair with a number of wounds about his body. He was pronounced dead at the scene by a medical doctor. Starcom Network News has confirmed that a suspect in the case has been taken into custody by police. A video circulating on social media purports to show the suspect embracing his mother before being taken away by police officers. Meantime, a woman who lives at the location where the stabbing occurred was this morning still visibly shaken by the incident. She told Starcom Network News what transpired.
It's very sad because it happened at my place. I didn't see what happened with the fight or whatever it was. He just ran past me. I was on our transfer. He just ran past me and went to this bench. It's a warrant or something. He just had a commotion. He ran. And that was it. He ran in there at the shop, to the shop, but he sit on the chair. He sit on his chair here, right? So that's really fast. Some sort of fight, and that was it.
A resident of the area where last night's fatal stabbing occurred. The National Cultural Foundation today officially launched its Republic Bank Cropover Pandemonium and Panlime events, with the Commercial Bank announcing $176,000 in sponsorship. Republic Bank's outgoing Managing Director and CEO, Anthony Clark, describes the sponsorship as the bank's contribution to preserving the cultural heritage.
By sponsoring the Panyard Lime and Pandemonium events, we are playing a pivotal role in the preservation of this unique art form. We're providing opportunities for new generations to be introduced to Pan and to be inspired to learn to play this remarkable instrument. As I am sure many of you know, the steel pan is the only new instrument to be created in the 20th century. While it originated in Trinidad and Tobago, it has been embraced by the entire Caribbean and has often been used to characterize Caribbean music.
CEO of the NCF, Carol Roberts, revealed some changes they have made this year.
With the Republic Bank Pandemonium, we've changed the site plan slightly to make more space available, not only for the hosting of our sponsors, but also for the vendors and the public at large. We've also, I know you've got accustomed over the last 2 years to see the trailer trucks, and you love that. We've spiced it up a bit this year, and we've now got multiple stages, and you will hear new repertoires and arrangements from the Calvary YPS Steel Orchestra, Euphony Steel, the St. Leonard Steel Orchestra, and choir. Don't miss that.
CEO of the NCF, Carol Roberts. Skechers Footwear and Apparel Company has officially opened a store in Barbados, with the owner listing the high consumer spending of Barbadians as one of the key factors in their decision to locate here. Speaking during the opening of the store at Dome Mall Warrens this morning, Managing Director of First Retail Incorporated, Omar Hadid, who is the Skechers franchise operator, said a decision was made to invest in Barbados after research showed Barbadians are ranked as the highest spenders in the Caribbean for the brand.
We have built a model based on the attention and the purchases that we see from the Caribbean into the US market. So customers that shop online in the Caribbean, we see all of their data, we see their purchases, and Barbados, amongst all English-speaking Caribbean countries, had the highest volume of Skechers purchases anywhere throughout. So naturally, we thought, well, there's a big demand for Skechers in Barbados, and we had to give them a store.
Managing Director of First Retail Incorporated, Omar Hadid. Meantime, Minister of Sports Charles Griffith said he's thrilled the brand opened a branch on the island, which signals investor confidence.
I'm really, really pleased that Skechers felt it necessary to open a branch in Barbados, their first branch. Clearly, this is stating to the government that we have confidence in the economy, that we can open a new store in Barbados, Skechers the brand. From a sporting perspective, it provides an additional opportunity for our young people to have variety in terms of the brand. So I believe that this is the start of something good on the island. It is creating employment for some persons already. It is a very, very important step from the owners, the fact that they're indicated that they felt it necessary to come to Barbados with the brand.
Minister of Sports Charles Griffith. Kensington Oval said to be nearly booked to capacity for the latest round of T20 World Cup matches, with thousands having attended the India versus Australia game and Afghanistan game, and a bumper crowd expected for tonight's clash between the West Indies and the USA. Chairman of the National Organizing Committee for the World Cup, Noah Lynch, expects a massive crowd tonight.
Yesterday's match, 11,000 tickets were sold in the stadium. Now, the stadium's capacity is 18,000, but the ICC, CWI, they blocked like almost 2,000 tickets. So the maximum that you can sell for any game at Kensington is just over 16,000. And yesterday we had over 11,000 tickets sold. But when you add the other 2,000 from the ICC-CWI, you're talking about maybe 13,000 people.
He says the tournament will boost the economy as many tourists are coming into the island for the Super 8 stage.
One of the interesting things, though, about this particular part of the tournament is that India being here yesterday really boosted our tourism numbers. Indians from the Indian diaspora in Canada, Great Britain, United States were all there. I met a number of people who either live in the United States, they live in Canada. They're here for the match. Now, that's a big boost for the tourism sector, the hospitality sector in particular, the accommodation, etc. I actually saw something on some station in New York and then a station in Florida about the fact that the U.S. is qualified and that they're in this. So it means that if you can make major news in the U.S. and where they're saying they're playing, Kensington Oval, Barbados. And they talked about Aaron Jones. So, I mean, that in itself is an extra platform for our tourism.
Chairman of the National Organizing Committee for the World Cup, Noah Lynch. Recapping the top stories, an Indian-born U.S. national visiting for the cricket tournament drowns at a south coast beach. An Indian-born member of the international cricket broadcast crew is found dead in a swimming pool at the West Coast Hotel at a West Coast Hotel in Barbados, and a suspect taken into custody in connection with a stabbing death in Black Rock in the early hours of this morning. This is the evening edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. I am Ronald Clark.